That we are all here. نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. A very very warm welcome to all of you here, smiling, looking crisp, mashallah. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace, His mercy and His blessings be upon you. And alhamdulillah, what a beautiful blessing to see your smiling faces, mashallah. Your preparation for this class, you're getting the girls getting the hijab, the boys getting ready. And how many of us have our beautiful materials with us? You can keep it with you in front of you. You can show me your colors, your beautiful decorations. And type one, if you're all super excited about Ramadan coming, right? So go ahead and type one. MashaAllah, Zainab, that is so beautiful. I love that painting. That is so beautiful. How did you make it, Zainab? How did you make it, Zainab? Go ahead, you can talk. Zainab, you can hear me? You want to talk? Yeah, you can talk. Can you tell us something which is on that page? Yeah, you are talking, but your voice is not coming through. It shows unmuted, but you need to check your setting. I think there's some problem with the sound. And that, look at that, Zia, that is such a beautiful lantern. How did you make that, Zia? Okay, now you can talk.
We turn the paper, then we put lines, then put glue, then put a rim to be fluffy, then we made the handle to hold it, then we made the decoration.
MashaAllah, excellent. Those of you who know her.
We made many of it and sticks in the walls.
MashaAllah, I'm so proud of you. I hope all of you are making your house look very beautiful and nice, and you can even send us pictures of how you are decorating your house. Look at that, Safa is showing us so beautiful, MashaAllah. Safa, I love the lights. They are so beautiful. And Amina, that is so beautiful. The painting, I love it. It's excellent. Shakran, Jazakallah khair for showing your notes. And Aisha, that is so beautiful. Alhamdulillah. So I love these hearts that you guys are putting in on my annotate. Also, you can even put stars. But let's do this first. Go ahead and mark your labbaik. And that's so beautiful. I love those hearts. Okay, so let's type labbaik with your full name. And let's reset our intentions while we were here. So you're going to type labbaik. And you're going to write your beautiful name. I'm going to do it from my side. Just saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are here. Alhamdulillah. And what I want to ask you is, last time we did a little poem. Anybody remember this poem? They can even say it, okay? So they can sing it. Say Allah, He's the only one, right? Okay, Aisha, you want to say it? Go ahead, Aisha.
Say Allah, He's the only one. We need Him, but He needs no one. He has no father, no daughter, no son. He's no one's like him, and he's like no one.
MashaAllah, that was so beautiful. And you need to give a big hug to mom and dad, encouraging you to say that, right? So, alhamdulillah. And do we all want to sing along? We all want to sing along? Yes? So, let's do that. I'm going to play it for you, and you can all listen, and you can sing at your places, okay? And then hope you can also say it. Ready? Okay. One, two, three.
He's Allah the only one. Say He's Allah the only one. We all need Him and He needs no one. We all need Him and He needs no one. He has no parents, no daughter, no son. He has no parents, no daughter, no son. Nobody's like Him, and He's like no one. Nobody's like Him, and He's like no one. Say He's Allah, the only one.
You can even raise your hands and you can say it together, right? One, two, three, we're all going to sing together. Ready? So you raise your finger just like this and we say this together. Say He's Allah, the only one. We all need Him and He needs no one. At that time, your hands can come out like this prayer shape, right? You can keep your hands in the dua and you can say, we all need Him and He needs no one. He has no father, no daughter, no son. Nobody is like Him, and He is like no one, right? So I know there's so many friends want to tell a lot of things. So that reminds us, this was Surah Ikhlas, right, that we did last time. So that was Surah Ikhlas in our Quran time. So quickly check your notes and let's recite Surah Ikhlas one time. And then I can listen to you. I love that, Yusuf, you were showing me some sign for sleep time, I think, right? And there were some other beautiful things some of you were showing, so we can talk about that also, okay? So let's focus and let's say the powers and Tasmiya, get our defense shield on and recite Surah Ikhlas one time together. Go ahead and type one if you have memorized it and you can say it very well. Okay, Noor Maryam, no more time for food. Time to have a pen in your hand. No food in our hand anymore. Okay, so let's put anything food away. And smart scholars look nice with their reading materials, right? Alhamdulillah. Okay, mashallah, mashallah. Excellent for all those who have memorized it. Yes, feeling blessed. That is so nice, Yusuf. Jazakallah khair for sharing that. That is so beautiful. It is going to be a good night. I love that. Yusuf, you want to share? You want to talk? How did you make it? Yusuf, how did you make it?
First we got a stick.
Uh-huh.
And then we got a tape.
Uh-huh.
Tape. We got sticky dots.
Okay.
And then stick it onto the arrow.
MashaAllah, that is so incredible. And I love the message. It's going to be a good night, even though we are going to be reciting Taraweeh and everything. Noor Maryam, you want to talk about yours? I love this mountain in Ramadan. Go ahead.
I need a very beautiful... I need a one that says Ramadan Mubarak. And it's hanging out.
Stay here, Allah, the only one. We are.
That is so incredible. Okay. See how excited I got with all your signs. It all looks so pretty, mashallah, tabarakallah. That's so beautiful. Okay. Are we ready to recite Surah Fatiha, everybody? Yes? Alhamdulillah. Okay, so you want to turn your cameras off? You can, so that you can just focus on the words and see how many meanings do you know from Surah Fatiha, okay? Once we are done, then we will turn everything back up again and then we will see if we don't know any meaning or anything, okay? So let's get our focus shield on and inshallah be very focused, because you know that bad guy, he would not want us to study. So we want to get him out of here. Ready? Everybody's going to be very helpful. Okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Let me just make sure. Okay. Your turn. Go ahead.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
بالله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله. So now with the defense shield on and hopefully the barakahs with us, we will go and recite this surah of sincerity together. And I hope you can see the meanings and think about what we talked about on Monday. Okay. So let's say the first one together. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ
اللَّهُ
الصَّمَدُ قُلْ Huwa he is Allah, Allah, Ahad, the one. Allah, Allah, As-Samad. He is the everlasting one. Like he lives and lives and we all need him and he needs no one. Okay, the third verse. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. Excellent. So what did we say? He has no offspring. He has no children. And he has no parents. He has nobody who gave birth to him. Okay. And what are we saying? We are saying that he is, there's no one who is like him. There's no one like him. Okay. And today, how many of you are planning to step outside and see the Ramadan moon? Go ahead and type one. And you know what? When the Ramadan moon, when we will be like at the 15th of Ramadan, only type one, please. Don't type more than one. Okay? So once you see the Ramadan moon, you know, by the time you'll be in the middle of Ramadan, the Ramadan moon will be like full round in shape. And just like, you know, we see the moon, one day we will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, and we will see him just like we see the moon. If anybody asks you, who is Allah, where is he? This is the answer. Say, Allah, he's the only one. So let's see which of my friends are ready to recite either the Surah Ikhlas or they can sing the poem for us. So you can raise your hand if you're ready for that. And if you want to still show anything, I know we are very, very, very excited. Ramadan is coming. We are all decorating. So go ahead. You can share ideas and you can definitely show what you have planned to make. I will also try to show you how I have set up the house in my place. I can show you that too. Okay. So go ahead, Zikra and Rahma.
Can we share that a poem?
Yes, whichever you like. You can say the poem or you can give us the Arabic of the surah.
Okay. Say Allah, he's the only one. We all need him and he needs no one. He has no father, no daughter, no son. Nobody is like him and he is like no one.
Masha Allah, Takbir, that was so beautiful. Friends, I'm going to let you, those friends who know how to annotate, they can put hearts or stars for those friends who are sharing, okay? So no scribbles on the screen, but just you can put stars or hearts, okay? That was beautiful. They got a big pat on the back, mashallah. That was so cute. Okay, so Ibrahim Khan.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
ما شاء الله تكبير. الله أكبر. That was beautiful, Ibrahim. And Aisha. Okay, Aisha, there seems to be some problem that it's not unmuting. Can you try now, Aisha? Okay, I'm going to keep trying, Aisha. Let's go to Shifa Ibrahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل الله أحد الله صمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
Beautiful, mashallah, excellent, mashallah. Shayan.
I want to show you something that is a Ramadan calendar.
Okay.
I'm searching it, but I can't find it now. Mm-hmm. I will put my food away.
Okay, thank you so much, Ayan. You can definitely put your food away, and once you find it, you can open up your camera and you can show us also, okay?
Yeah. I don't know how to open my camera.
Oh, okay. So maybe if you have somebody older around, can you take help from them?
Yeah.
Okay, so if somebody is there, then you can ask for help, inshallah, okay? All right. So, Safiya and Amal, go ahead.
I am Reed.
MashaAllah, that was so beautiful. Alhamdulillah. Excellent. Okay, Yuna? MashaAllah, that was so beautiful. Excellent. MashaAllah. So proud of your work, MashaAllah. Aisha, let's see if you're still able to talk. Aisha, go ahead. MashaAllah, Takbir, that was so beautiful. You guys are reciting so beautifully. And Shayan, I'm happy somebody helped you, right? Alhamdulillah, we can see you. So, Zurais, if anybody still wants to show anything, you can. You can definitely show us on the camera too. So, Zurais.
Mama,
Zurais, mm-hmm. Are you ready?
We all need him, and he needs no one. He has no father, no daughter, no son. Nobody is like him, and he is like no one.
MashaAllah, that was so beautiful, and I hope somebody can even say this on the camera with your hands, movements, and actions. That would be so cool, right? Okay, Abdurrahman, go ahead. Omar and Ali, yes.
Allah is one. He does not need us. We need him. He has no father, no daughter, no son. No one is like him. He is like no one.
MashaAllah, that is so beautiful. I wish I can sit here and keep listening to all of you and keep saying MashaAllah all day long. You guys are so amazing. I'm so proud of you. And you know what? We are going to remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only one. There are some people who think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a son. They think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a father. And sometimes you even hear words like Mother Nature. Right? So there's no such thing as Mother Nature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just one. And we all need him. And that's why we say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Right? Okay, how many of you want to see how am I decorating my place with Ramadan? You want to see the decorations we made here? Yes, with smart friends like you, go ahead, type one if you want to see it. Okay. me. Okay, yeah. Okay, Alhamdulillah. So I'll try. I can show you. But we will remember that we are not going to make any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Whatever you need, you are going to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. Okay, so if you need a toy, if you need something this Ramadan, if you need, even if your shoelace is broken, even if your pencil broke down, you first ask Allah. Just raise your hands and say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I need this. And then you can definitely work out with others, but ask Allah first, okay? In everything and anything you do, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first, okay? So here is, okay, let me see if I can show it to you guys. It's in the wrong place. Let me just move it and bring it here. So all of you are getting ready to come inside and see my Ramadan decoration. So here is a Ramadan decoration right here. Go ahead, you can put a star on what you like here or what idea you can have, and you can make that too. So you can use a card paper. And you can, from that card paper, you can write letters and you can write Ramadan. I like these two words a lot, which is sabr and shukr in my life, right? And these are our planners that we want to work on. And you see, these are the books. I have kids, so I like to read. So let's say this together. R-E-A-D, read to succeed. I like these little stars. These are there. Those who want to make it easy, their life easy, you can just use these stars from here and you can put stars like that, okay? So, and yes, we at Nurul Quran, we like Nur. Nur means light, right? So I love light. So the light is really beautiful, right? So alhamdulillah, it's always fun. And I like what you are writing, mashallah. That is so incredible, so encouraging. And inshallah, when we will be in Jannah, we would like lots of lights there, lots of fun stuff there. So we can have a really, really good time, right? Alhamdulillah. So I'm going to show you, this is how it's going to look in the night, but this is how it's going to look in the morning. So you guys share, mashallah, so many things. And last time, some of you shared and I was like, okay, I need to also work now. I need to also set up things so that my friends, little friends are doing so nicely. So I have to set up food. This is how it looks in the morning. And this is here like Ramadan Kareem. So a very, 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 very warm Ramadan Kareem to all of you in your own families. I hope you're all stay very happy and healthy and excited. I am excited. You know, one, the first box that I opened up in the Ramadan, when I was setting it up for my family, the first box I opened kind of made me a little bit sad. Can anybody guess why it made me a little bit sad? Because the first thing that came out that I needed to do, the action item, it made me a bit, little bit sad. Do you know why? Let's see if anybody can guess. You know, the first box that I opened, it said, go to the masjid. And, you know, I just sat there and I cried a little bit and I said, oh, this Ramadan, we're going to miss that, right? But inshallah, we are going to make our houses a very happy place. And alhamdulillah, we are going to have a great time together learning a lot. So the Ramadan month, we have excellent reminders for us. Let's get those reminders, inshallah, from Sister Fatima. And then we will come back and we will talk more, inshallah. Sounds good? All right. Yes, Allah will make us healthy and hopefully we can go. I love that, Maruj, Jazakallah Khair for sharing that. And Sister Fatima, we are ready for you, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Rabbillahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear kids. Ramadan Mubarak to all. Ramadan Kareem. Alhamdulillah, we are here. We were waiting for it and alhamdulillah, we are here. So alhamdulillah, inshallah, tomorrow we will fast. Ramadan is the month of fasting. We are having the special month, so inshallah, we all do practice fasting from tomorrow, inshallah. Today, in Ramadan activity, we will learn more about fasting, like what is fasting, how to do fasting, why we have to do the fasting. So inshallah, are you ready for that? You have to listen very carefully. You have to listen very attentively so that you don't miss even a point, okay? Because Ramadan is special. All of the things related to Ramadan is also special, so we do not have to miss any point. Okay, so let's start inshallah. Ramadan is the month of fasting. We are fasting for 29 or maybe 30 days in Ramadan. And what is fasting? Like, now let's learn about the fasting. What is fasting? In fasting, we do not eat or drink food or water from Fajr till Maghrib. You know the five prayers from Fajr till Maghrib? We do not eat anything. Like, we do not eat and also we do not drink any water. We take a meal in the beginning, like before Fajr, which is called as Sahur. Very up early in the morning, we have to get up. And then we have to get a meal, a very healthy, we have to eat healthy things, not the junk food or anything which is not healthy. We will eat a healthy full meal so that we can get a lot of energy for our whole day fasting. It's a very beautiful time. We can make lots of dua in the suhoor timing. And there's a lot of blessing in this time, as said by our Prophet Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He also told us that during the suhoor time, lots of blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came. So we will make dua at this time. And we eat a very healthy, full meal. Okay? After that, right after that, our fasting begins. After that, like after the Fajr prayer, we will not be able to eat or drink anything. We will have to keep our fast till Maghrib. You can also practice the fast, but as long as you can, because you are a small kid. So it's okay, you can try practicing it, but not so long because you are young. When you are grown up, you can practice till Maghrib, inshallah. But for now, you can practice till as much as you can, inshallah. Right after the Fajr, our fasting began, and when it will open? At the time of Maghrib. At the time of Maghrib, we are taking a whole meal, which is called as Iftar. Our mom makes lots of yummy foods for us, and we are helping our mama, and we are very excited, and we are preparing the table, setting the table. So it's called as Iftar time. At that time, we also have to make dua and then open up our fast. And after that, we can pray our Maghrib. So this is the process of fasting. We have learned that fasting is related to food. Is there anything else that takes part in fasting? Can any of you tell me? Fasting is related to food only or anything else? There is something else also related to fasting. Let us see what are those things. Our body parts also take part in fasting, like our eyes, our stomach, hands, tongue, ears, all of our body parts take part in our fasting. Like how? With the eyes, how can we do fasting? We will not see bad movies or any bad picture, or we will not keep on staying the cartoons all the day and video games and wasting the time in Ramadan. So with the eyes, we will do fasting by reading Quran, by reading Islamic lecture or listening to our class or doing Islamic activities. So inshallah, we will do this Ramadan, we will do fasting with our eyes also. The next thing is with the hands. We will not push anyone with any of our siblings. We will not hit anyone. We will not fight with anyone. So with the hands like this, we can do fasting. How can do fasting with the tongue? With our tongue, we will use nice words, good words, show good manners. We will not shout. We will not say bad words. We will very behave. Yes, you have right. We will say Quran with our eyes and the tongue. We say sabak. Very good. Yes, mashallah. With your tongue, you can say the Quran. You can read your lesson with the stomach. Definitely, you will eat the healthy food. You will eat full meal food, not very little. Oh, mom, I'm not very hungry. Just a little bit. You will not get energized for your fasting. So you must have to eat the healthy and full meal, inshallah. So fasting is related to stomach, fasting is related to eyes, our ears, our hands, and our tongue also. we have to do fasting with all our body parts. Now the question is there, why we have to do fasting? We understand that this is the way to do fasting. We will not eat from Fajr to Maghrib. We will do fasting with our eyes, hands, all the body parts. Okay, we understand it. What is the reason of fasting? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us. It's the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said in Quran that it is must for all of us to do the fasting. Because fasting is a deed that makes us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. We leave our food, we leave all the dirty bad things just for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why being a Muslim, being a practicing, being a perfect Muslim, being a good Muslim, it's our duty to do the fasting, inshallah. Okay, now let's see what are the rewards of fasting. We all love to get the gifts. So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us when we do the fasting? The fasting protects us from the hellfire. The hellfire in which the shaitan wants to bring all of us. This fasting will help us to stay away from it. It's a protection shield. The fasting is a protection shield from the hellfire. It will make us healthy. Sometimes some people said, no, don't do the fasting. You will not have energy. You will be etc., etc. But you know what? It is so healthy. When you talk to a doctor, they will also tell you that the fasting is so healthy for you. We will eat healthy food. We have a lot of energy. We are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So fasting also makes us healthy and also makes us strong in our faith, our iman, on our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So fasting has so many benefits. One more is there. It also helps us in getting highest ranks in Jannah. Reward of the fasting is more than any good deed. Like you have done lots of good deeds, but the fasting is the best one. Okay, so what we have to do is do a lots of fasting every day. Try practicing it so that we can please our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, today we have learned lots about fasting, how to do the fasting. Fasting will be from Fajr to Maghrib. We will not eat or drink anything. We have to do fasting with our eyes, with our ears, with our hands, with our stomach, and with our tongue. How? By listening to Quran, by reading to Quran, by learning our sabak, by showing good manners, inshallah. And what will be the reward of fasting? That we will get highest rank in Jannah, and it's our protection shield from the hellfire. Fasting is the best deed in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves fasting. So inshallah, to please our Allah, we will all practice fasting. And why we have to do the fasting? Because it's the command of our Allah. Now let's make a checklist for our Ramadan for the fasting. What we have to do? We will practice fasting. Start fasting till long as much as you can. The second very important thing is help your mother. Okay? Be nice. Be kind. Show your good manners to your family. Helpful with your mother during the iftar time and during the suhoor time. Be nice to your family. While fasting, we must have to see our manners. No shouting, no fighting, no bad behavior, no anger at all. Show your good manners. And the last very important thing, we have to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one is seeing us, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watches us all the time. We have to remember Allah. We have to make lots of du'as for us, for our family. Allah loves to listen from us. So don't forget to make lots of du'a, okay? Each and every moment of Ramadan is very special. It's a very special month. So being a Muslim, it's our duty to spend this Ramadan very wisely, very consciously, and do a lot of activities that can help us to make superior in Jannah, so that it can be helpful to make us
the best in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will be able to get highest ranks in Jannah just by practicing the fasting and by remembering our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't forget to help your mommy, because in Ramadan we have so many work, we get busy at the Sahri time, at the Suhoor time, and at the Iftar time. So being a nice kid, being a nice Muslim, we have to help our mama. Inshallah, you can help with also with the dad and all the siblings, because fasting is the month, Ramadan is the month of fasting, full of blessings, and inshallah we will show our good manners to everyone. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy with all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us, my dear ones. Jazakumullahu khairin kathira. Inshallah we will meet our next week. I'm leaving the mic for Sister Jubania for your next session. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khair wa asanul jaza for the beautiful reminders. And I learned so much from that. That's what I have to do, right? Alhamdulillah. So who would like to share? What did you learn from these beautiful reminders? Go ahead. I have, mashallah, some people ready to share. And some of you were showing also your Ramadan planning. So go ahead, Muhammad Umar.
Yes.
Okay, what do you like to share? You raise your hand.
In Ramadan, when if we will fast, it will protect us from hellfire.
Wow, that's amazing, right?
And in the Ramadan's last 10 nights, one of the night will be Laylatul Qadr, and it is better than 1,000 months.
You are so smart, mashallah, you know that. So, Muhammad, have you ever tried fasting? Have you ever fasted?
Yes.
You have? Wow, from the Suhoor time to the Iftar time? All the way?
No, I...
So you broke it up, like you started and then you opened it up at the lunchtime and then you did again? Is that how you did it?
No, I did Suhoor. I did Suhoor and Asar. Then I did it till Maghrib.
Okay, mashallah. I'm so proud of you for trying, mashallah. That is so incredible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. You know what, friends? If you are eating very thankfully, you get the reward of fasting patiently as well. So next time you eat something, be very grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So Azan Abdullah, go ahead.
I learned that we can fast with our eyes, nose, tongue, and stomach.
Wow. You want to share one thing? How we fast from one of those things? How can we do that?
We can fast by eyes, by not watching movies, displaying video games and cartoons. We should only read Quran.
MashaAllah, that is so incredible. I'm so proud of you, right? Alhamdulillah, that was beautiful, Azan. Beautiful reminder. And some of the friends were writing also things which were so beautiful. I will let you, if anybody wants to write, they know how to write, then go ahead. You can write and add things about that you know on the screen also, okay? You can even put stars to some friends who have put something there. So, Azan, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am.
You wanted to share something?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Ma'am, I fasted.
MashaAllah, I'm so proud. So did you fast like a full day from the morning? Oh, wow, MashaAllah. And how old are you?
Seven.
Seven strong, right? Alhamdulillah. So those of you who are able to do that, they can do that. Those of you who want to practice, you can practice, get up with mom and dad, do suhoor, then maybe take a little snack in between so you can try keeping your fast, okay? Inshallah, may Allah make it easy. Shayan, what do you like to share?
I want to share. I want to give my mommy and daddy in Ramadan a big hat. And I'm seeing you drawing somewhere. Who is that?
Okay, no, that is not me drawing. That's your friends in the classroom. They're drawing and they have something like annotate like this. In fact, you can use the text box like this and then you can type also, right? Ramadan is going to be a happy month for me, right? Going to be a happy month for me. So you can type like that also, right? So you guys can do that. So Saran, that's your friends. You can join your friends. Okay. Shakran, go ahead.
Ma'am, my window is not coming.
Your window is not showing? It's okay. If you want to reset it, you can do that. Okay? So okay. You can reset it, inshallah. Okay, who is ready to say the poem one more time? Can we all say that one more time and then we move on to our next lesson? So mashallah, those who drew... I love Ramadan. I love that. Excellent. And it's in like Ramadan. That's so beautiful. So mashallah, beautiful messages. Anything and everything that you do gets recorded. Do you know that? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for all your efforts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you that you can do the best, inshallah, all right, in this coming Ramadan. So let's unmute everybody. And before we go know our religion, we know that Allah is only one. Are you ready to all sing together? One, two, three, let's do it. Go ahead. We're going to say this together. See Allah, He's the only one. We all need Him and He needs no one. He has no father, no daughter, no son. No one is like Him and He is like no one. Go ahead, you're all, your turn. MashaAllah. Some of you said it very nicely. I'm so proud of that. And some of you even sent it. So that was really cool. Amazing. Alhamdulillah. Now today you are going to write in your notebook, right? Something really special. It's about the pillars of our religion. Okay. And let's see who can type in the chat box. What is our religion? What is the name of our religion? What do you think we all believe in? Let's see who is my first friend typing. MashaAllah, excellent. MashaAllah, very good. Zahra and Abiha, you all are so fast. We are Muslims and our religion is Islam. So Islam has five pillars, okay? And let's say a chair has like four legs. If one leg is broken, do you think the chair will keep standing or do you think the chair will fall down? It will become very tricky. Right? So just like that, Islam has five pillars. And if each pillar is strong, then we become strong Muslims. Okay? So these five pillars, the number one is Shahada. Has anybody ever seen somebody taking Shahada? We are born Muslims. So when we were born, our parents gave Azan in our ears and we became Muslims, right? So that is, and we say, and we're going to talk about what is Shahada. But note down that the first one is Shahada, then the second one is Salah. When somebody is a Muslim, they pray five times a day. Okay, when you are small, you start practicing with mom and dad. But when you become bigger, then inshallah, you will be praying five times a day. Okay, when you will be 10 and older, then inshallah, you can start praying five times a day. Right now, how many salahs do you pray? Go ahead and type. Do you pray zero salah right now? Do you pray at least once aloud with parents and, you know, family? Do you pray three? So everybody can tell me how many salahs do you typically pray? And if you're writing five, I'm assuming you're praying Fajr at the right time, right? So Salah Fatma, don't type too many times. It's very, very disturbing, okay? So don't type more than once, okay? Alhamdulillah, mashallah. I'm really proud of everybody being so honest. So you can tell me the honest situations, right? Because you are little, so you're learning. And alhamdulillah, if you are not praying yet, you can even type zero. And we can try to pray. And Shakran, six, if you're writing, give me the detail. Why are you writing six? Because there are five salahs and we will inshallah talk about it, right? So Jazakallah Khair Azan for being so honest, mashallah. And Iman, how can you pray eight salahs? So go ahead and type to me if you have any detail on it, okay? Muhammad Umar, four or five. That's very nice, telling me that yes, I sometimes pray, sometimes yes. Can we pray sunrise? Yes, you can. There are some optional prayers, but I'm just talking about five regular salahs, okay? The five salahs that we that are must on us. We're talking about that. Okay, Umar Sa, Jazakallah Khair for writing there. So the third thing then is like, you know, in any order, it's like zakah and then fasting and then hajj. So today, inshallah, we will focus on the first one, which is shahada, okay? So let's see if your notebooks are ready and you're ready to write this term. And you are going to show me how beautifully you are writing. So no more typing, no more turning, touching the cameras. And let's understand what is the meaning of shahada. Okay, let's learn what is the meaning of shahada. You see the finger with one hand lifted up. This is how typically people even do when they are in salah as well. But when somebody says shahada, it basically means that they are declaring that they believe in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how? By saying these beautiful words. Okay, let's try to say them together. The first word is ashhadu. Can you try saying that? Ashhadu. Very good, excellent. So you are going to divide it into two portions, okay? And today when you talk to mom and dad, you can say, Mom, I can say the shahada. I can say this first part, and then I can say the second part of shahada, okay? So the first part is, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu means that I bear witness, that I testify, there is no God but Allah. There are so many people in this world who believe in this. They believe in God. So even the place where I live, the currency name is dollar. And even on the dollar, it's written in God we trust. So they believe in God. And they also say, yes, there is no one else but one God. Okay. So there are many people who believe in this much part. Although there are some who do not even believe in God, right? Can you believe it, how bad that is? But that's how some people think. They have not understood. So we need to educate them. And we say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Let's see if you can all say it. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Go ahead, your turn. Very good, mashallah. You said it excellent. But some of my friends, they went in speed and they went ahead, right? So when you are together, even when you are together in salah with somebody in a jama'ah, do you go ahead? Do you go forward than the imam? Yes or no, right? So we don't go forward. We stay with the team together, right? And teamwork is dream work. So we say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And what does it mean? That I bear witness, there is no God but Allah. Okay? So I only and only believe in one Allah. And we know, we all need him and he needs no one. He has no father, no daughter, no son. No one is like him, and he is like no one, right? Say Allah, he's the only one. Alhamdulillah. Now, the second part is about who do we follow as a role model. And that is where we know the best man who ever sent on this earth was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we say that we testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. And how do we say it in Arabic? We say it by saying, Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Go ahead, your turn. Very good. So let's say one time together, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Your turn.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
Very good. MashaAllah. Excellent. That was so beautiful. You know what? There are people who start reading, you know, like we say, R-E-A-D, read to succeed. So when they read, they find out that, wow, Islam is such a beautiful religion. So now if they want to become Muslims, then they say the Shahada. So today you learn how to say Shahada. And Shahada means the testimony. Shahada means verifying. Shahada means saying, and saying that I bear witness that there is no God but Allah and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Okay? There are so many people in this world who have problem with this part. They don't understand that. So we need to let them know about the best man who ever walked this earth, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? And my smart friends like you, time to stand up. Listen to my words and you're going to be like a marching band, okay? So I want you to stand up and march at your own place and let's say this together. La ilaha illallah. Muslim, say it loudly. La ilaha illallah. Muslim, say it proudly. Okay, let's see. Raise your hand if anybody can say that, okay? While you're marching, you can show me on a video also. If you're standing up, you're marching, and you can say it. So you can turn the cameras on also. Amina, go ahead.
La ilaha illallah. Muslim, say it loudly. La ilaha illallah. Muslim, say it proudly.
MashaAllah. Excellent. Shayan?
Muslim say la ilaha illallah. Muslim say it loudly. La ilaha.
Very good, excellent. Okay, Zia.
La ilaha illallah. Muslim say it loudly. La ilaha illallah. Muslim say it proudly.
MashaAllah, I love it. You know what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us? That afdalul zikr, the best form of remembrance of Allah, the best way you can remember Allah is saying la ilaha illallah. Just like when you call your mama, right? What do you call your mom? By the way, go ahead and type in the chat box. How do you call mom and dad, right? What do you call her? Like ammi or mom? Or something else. Go ahead and let's see. Let's see who's going to tell me first. I'm waiting. So you can call mama with a lot of words. When you want to remember her, you can call out to her with some special names that you have. Okay. Sorry about that. Now you're allowed to type. So go ahead and you can type. And tell me, how do you call your mom? Mama. Okay, then I call mama. Mummy. Mama. Mummy. Okay. Kabir is saying, okay, mama, okay. You know, like my mom, when they used to call their mom, they used to call them Ammi Jan and mama. There it comes. I have Shifa Ibrahim calling Ammi Jan and mama. Okay. Anything else? So most of you are calling, Umma, Amina Rana, that's so beautiful. Umma, That's so beautiful. Alhamdulillah. Mom. Yes. So just like you have different names, right? So you want to call Mama, you can say, and you call your father Baba Jani. Beautiful. That's so beautiful, right? You call, and I hope you call it with a lot of love to your parents for all that they do, right? And, you know, my kids call me. Do you want to know what my kids call me? They call me Mama Jani. So when my son was like very little, I went to the school and the teacher was a non-Muslim. So she asked me that, you know, your son, he is keep calling Mama Jani. So what is the meaning of Jani? And I told her it means something with love, right? Jani means something with love. So yes, Abuji is also so cute, mashallah. So just like that, when you want to remember Allah, you can say La ilaha illallah. There is no God but Allah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that that is the best way of remembering Allah. It's the absolute zikr. And I want you to try saying La ilaha illallah. When you say it, your mouth does not even move. You can keep smiling and you can keep saying La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Who wants to show me on the camera saying La ilaha illallah? And nobody can even tell that you are saying anything because your lips do not even move. And you can be listening and you can be keep saying La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. So let's, all of us, let's be marching band and let's say this together, everybody. La ilaha illallah. Muslims say it loudly. La ilaha illallah. Muslims say it proudly. All of you. 1, 2, 3.
La ilaha illallah.
Excellent. So we're going to listen one more time from Iman. Go ahead.
La ilaha illallah. Muslim say it loudly. La ilaha illallah. Muslim say it proudly.
MashaAllah. Izan?
La ilaha illallah. Muslim say it loudly. La ilaha illallah. Muslim say it proudly.
Very good. And when we say proudly, it doesn't mean that we are like arrogant or we are thinking low of anybody. It's just like we are thankful to Allah. So we are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has helped us say these words, right? So Abdul Rahman, go ahead. MashaAllah, that's so beautiful. Okay, I have this name. I'm not sure of your name. Go ahead. And it's not unmuting. I think you're on a different device. So I'm sorry, COOKE. If you want to rename, come back. Okay, last, I think Aisha and Sarah, you look so beautiful there. The cameras, those who are on, you want to say it, Aisha and Sarah, together? 1, 2, 3, go ahead and say it, Aisha and Sarah. You want to say it, Aisha? Thinking? Okay, one last time. Let's all say this together. 1, 2, 3. I love it, Zainab also. I love the marching also, and I love everybody walking and saying it. That was so beautiful. Okay, we are going to move into our next session now, and I hope you can write something very important, right? When Muslims say it loudly and when Muslims say it proudly, they also do some nice work also, okay? And one of this important work is to be clean, right? And some of the friends, you know what, when mama tells them, please clean up your toys, they're like, oh, I am so tired. I would like to clean. Why do I have to clean? They act so grumpy and they're like, I want to do it. So go ahead and type one. If you are a friend who likes to clean and you know that cleaning is so such a good thing, that type one. And type two, if you do frown sometimes, when mama tells you, let's vacuum, let's pick up our stuff, then you're like, oh, why do I have to do it? So go ahead and be honest, okay? Everybody be honest. I can ask the mommies as well. who is doing it nicely, right? And sometimes we can be one, sometimes we can be two. And Abhya, that is so beautiful. Allah gave us everything. Yes, Allah gave us everything. Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much for those who are being so honest. So inshallah, today we're going to learn. So go ahead and write in your notebooks, okay? Write in your notebooks that cleanliness, which means to be clean, is half of Iman. So time to turn off our videos. Time to open up your notes and time to write like smart scholars. And I will see who wrote it very beautifully. Okay. So if you are not going to turn your camera off, then I have to do it and it creates a lot of time. Right. So alhamdulillah. I hope everybody is focused now. So yes. Okay. Okay, Fazal Azam, let's focus, okay? Let's no need for the video right now. Let's focus, inshallah. So, cleanliness is half of Iman. Iman means faith, okay? As a believer, how can somebody know that you are a good believer? Is by knowing that you stay clean. If I were to come to your house, how does your room look like? How does your closet look like? How does your bed look like? It's going to tell a lot about you. How do you put your shoes in the shoe shelf? That's going to tell us a lot also. Okay. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, At-tahuru shatrul iman. These are three words. Let's practice with me. And today you're going to teach this. This week, when you enter Ramadan, whenever you see any place that needs cleaning or needs health cleaning, just say to everybody, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, الطهور شطر الإيمان. Cleanliness is half of Iman. So if brother or sister is making a mess, they are putting some things here and there, then you tell them that brother, sister, we know that cleaning is half of faith. It's your turn to repeat it. I'm going to say it one time and you all can say these three words, okay? At-tahuru shatrul iman.
Shatrul iman.
At-tahuru shatrul iman. Cleanliness is half of Iman. So if I am a believer, then I need to stay clean. I need to make sure that my place is clean. So which one do you like out of these two girls? The girl which is clean, or do you like the girl which is dirty? Go ahead. You can put a star next to the girl. I'm going to put a star. I would like to see my friends sparkly, shiny like this, right? Alhamdulillah, you can put some stars here. Excellent. Thank you, Yunus Abra. And you can even pick up like small stars like I am picking, okay? So you can pick like that. So smart friends, their bags look very shiny. Their shoes look very shiny. If something gets on it, they make sure they clean it. Their screen looks shiny. They don't just put stars just like that everywhere. They make sure they use the screen very nicely and easily, okay? What does your room look like? Okay, go ahead and type one if your room looks like this room, which I'm giving a star. That is this room right here, room number one. And if your room looks like number two all the time, then you're going to write two. It's okay to have room like room number one. Like room number two, when you're playing, it's okay. You can bring out your things. But when you're done playing, then mama doesn't have to come and tell you to clean up. You can just make sure you clean up everything and put them aside. Okay. Excellent. And how about this? Does your teeth look like number one or your teeth look like number two? They need some scrubbing and brushing. What do you think? How many of us have cavities? Because we don't like to brush our teeth, or maybe we eat sugary stuff and we don't clean it up. So next time you are getting tricked by shaitan, you are going to remind yourself, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, At-tahuru Shatrul Iman, cleanliness is half of faith. Okay? And just like you're going to clean yourself from the top, you're going to clean your heart as well. So you're not going to think bad about anybody. You're not going to think negative about anybody, right? Just like you're going to keep yourself clean from outside, you're going to be a very smiley person. And you're not going to think bad of anybody. And of course, no more germs in my life. I'm going to make sure that I need to wash my hands very nicely. If I use the bathroom, mommy and daddy, they are not around. Do I need to be sneaky? Just come outside without washing my hands? That's going to be so bad. You know what? There are so many people, they don't wash their hands after going to the bathroom. That's why they have to write it. In so many bathrooms here in the United States of America, there are people who don't even use water. So it's like so sad. And then they go work with those same hands. Ew. And that's why there's so many diseases, right? So we all need to make sure. Go ahead and type one. If you are going to be a smart believer and you are going to make sure that you take your shower, you're going to make sure that you are going to wash your hands. Your clothes are going to look nice and your room is going to show that you are very nice. You know, if I turn the camera on in my room right now, I feel happy. Everything looks nice. Alhamdulillah. I feel happy that, and do I clean it up for you guys? I clean it up for myself. So when I wake up in the morning, I make sure I make my bed for myself. So I appreciate my own self that yes, alhamdulillah, I like to sit in a clean place. Do you like to sit in a clean place? Type yes. Yes, I love to sit in a clean place. Okay. If you do like to sit in a clean place. So today you're going to talk to mom and dad. Mom, dad, Ramadan is going to be starting and you need to study a lot of Quran and we need to also make, so tell me what area can I help clean? So you can divide some areas with mom and dad. You can say, mom, dad, maybe I can take care of the bookshelf. Maybe I can take care of the toy room area, and you can even type your suggestions, right? You can even type which areas do you think you take care of in your house. Maybe the shoe rack, maybe the grocery area, maybe the pantry, right? Maybe the gift section. Like yesterday, we were making a lot of gifts for our family and friends, and my daughters were helping me put labels on, make them really beautiful with hot glue gun. So you can, and our craft area needed to be cleaned up. So we can do an amazing teamwork and do that. Okay. Do you know what is something that Muslims do before the salah that really makes them clean people? Yes, Corona. Yeah, so Corona also now people are learning, right? So many people started washing their hands so nicely because of Corona. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught them so many lessons. Jazakallah khair, Sana Fatma, for writing to me about that. And I like to brush with my new toothbrush. That's so beautiful, Isha, Arij and Haris. That's so amazing. And you can even ask mommy to give you a miswak, okay? And miswak is something amazing. So let's see who can tell. What is something Muslims do before the salah to make them clean? Adila, that is so beautiful, mashallah. You wrote the correct answer. So a big round of applause for you. And the correct answer is, what do? They make wudu. Alhamdulillah, right? They make wudu. So how many of you know how to make wudu? Right? It can be spelled in different ways in English, but it's wow, wad, and wow. So it's wudu. Yes. Okay. So go ahead, type one if you know how to make wudu. Type two if you want to know how to do wudu, how to make wudu, then you can type two. And if somebody wants to show me on the screen doing a pretend wudu, then you can turn your camera on and you can show it while I'm going to read the steps for some of our friends. Okay. So you can turn the camera on and even show some of your friends. Okay, so who are you going to show us? Okay, Zia is going to show us. Zia, you think you can demonstrate for us? You're going to show the step number one is saying Bismillah. So just make that intention and say Bismillah and you enter the bathroom. Now, number two is you wash your hands. Okay, So no more typing at this time, and just very good. Zurez is going to be doing that. Zurez, you're going to be my demonstrator, okay? So keep standing and keep showing, inshallah. And I'll say the steps and you keep doing it. So Zurez is washing his hands. That's step number two. And Amina is also doing it, mashallah. Number three is you rinse your, you put some water in your mouth and you gargle, okay? Swish it around in your mouth so that your teeth are all clean up. And you can then do your nose. Take some water and put it in your nose. Suck in a little bit. And then release everything bad outside. Nobody likes kids who are sitting and picking on their boogers, right? So when you make wudu, you want to make sure that you clean it very nicely. Good job, Zarez and Amina. Beautiful. Next step is you wash your face. Take some water and you wash your face up to the ears. Very good, just like they're showing. Excellent. And then you wash your hands to the elbows. Okay, not the whole arm, just up to elbows, like Amina is showing and Zurez is showing, mashallah, one hand at a time. And you can do this step one, two, or three times. And then you take some water and wipe your head all the way to the back. And then you bring your all the way to the front. Very good, mashallah. Excellent, Amina. That was a good thing. And you can wipe your ears. The neck is optional, but you can do your ears. And then the last thing is you do your feet. Okay. So then you wash your feet one at a time. And very good. Just like that. Good job, Zurez. Thank you, mommy, for the help, mashallah. And that's how. And then the other one. And then when you become a little bigger, you can even say the dua. Okay, so make sure you even get the water inside between your fingers and everything is all clean and it makes you so fresh, alhamdulillah, right? And then you're all ready to say salah. And Rasulullah ﷺ asked the companions, if somebody makes wudu 5 times a day, do you think there will be any dirt remaining on that person? What do you think? Type 1, if you think, no, there will be no dirt remaining on this person. Type 2, yes, this person will still be dirty. What do you think? MashaAllah, good job. No, this person is going to be super clean. That's number one, right? If somebody is making wudu 5 times a day, then they keep clean. So doing wudu is a great way to keep ourselves clean. You can put like this kind of a cord in next to your sink area so you remember the steps. And next time mom and dad are making wudu, just go stand next to them and see how they are making wudu. And you can talk to them and you can even entertain them by saying, La ilaha illallah, Muslim say it loudly. La ilaha illallah, Muslim say it proudly. So how many of us think that yes, we can make wudu and we can keep clean? Then show me your muscles, type a smiley that shows me yes, I can make wudu and I can stay clean, right? So let's sing together one last time. 1, 2, 3. La ilaha illallah, Muslim say it loudly. La ilaha illallah, Muslim say it proudly. Let's all say it together. 1, 2, 3, go. Beautiful. So I hope you can remember that. Remember, we learned the dua of entering and leaving the toilet. And so don't forget to say that when you're going to the bathroom. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. And inshallah, we will listen from you in the WhatsApp group. You're going to send it there. And Surah Ikhlas, this whole surah, and the meaning. We're going to practice on that. I'm going to say it one last time for you. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. Alhamdulillah. And the last something very important, be a very, very, very helpful Muslim. Alhamdulillah. And Muhammad Umar story time on Monday, inshallah, in Ramadan. We will come with a brand new story on Monday, inshallah. Okay. So, JazakAllah khair for sending the message to me, inshallah. inshallah, and shukran also. So we will see you on Monday. A very, very happy Ramadan Kareem to you, your families. Have a very blessed time. Don't forget to read the Quran, whatever portion you know, you can read that. And inshallah, if you have any questions, any queries, or you want to share anything, you can send it to fifthcourse@noorquraninstitute.com. And we will see you on Monday in Ramadan. So a reminder for all of us, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. By time, mankind is in loss, except for those who believe. He reminded each other of righteous deeds, and he reminded each other who did the righteous deeds, reminded each other of haq, and reminded each other of patience. So jazakallah khair for your, I know the time is up, so we'll take your sharings next time. Raise your hand next time in Monday class, and I'll take you first, okay? And lots of dua. Stay happy and spread happiness. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon, wa salamun alal mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. If there's still something on your mind, go ahead and type it on the text prompt, and then leave the duas. And the first thing I want you to do is give mom and dad a big, big hug, and don't forget to see the Ramadan moon, okay? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
اللهم ارحمنا.